right, welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, a beautiful spring day out there today.
You aren't kidding. It's going to be a fantastic one as you wake up early to News 1110-99.3 WBT. Of course, so many people around the world, except for North Korea and parts of China, are listening to us via the jessebrowns.com features page, as well as the subscribers at WBT.com, joining in at keywords Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee, and it is great to be in the Carolinas during the springtime, Don. The dogwoods are blooming, and all of those sorts of things are going on. But we're going to talk about a sad story right now real quick. It's sad, at least at the beginning, but it's important because it involves a family and a community overcoming grief, but also a little girl's legacy, a legacy of her life that's affected thousands of people and raised money into the millions. We're going to bring Josh Jones on. He is the father of Libby Jones. And Josh, we're going to get to tell you get you to tell the Jones story, the Libby story, and what you went through the past 3 and 4 years. And then we're going to talk about now and the future. Josh Jones, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Josh, tell us about Libby Jones and her story 4 years ago till now.
Sure, absolutely. So Libby was diagnosed with leukemia in March of 2013. And after about a year and a half of a fight and some pretty tough treatments, we had to say goodbye to her in May of 2014. 14. And so I've always been a part of 24 Hours of Foodie bike event, and it raises money for cancer survivorship. And this just sort of added a new element for me. And we had so many people that wanted to help and wanted to do things in certain ways, and they needed some direction. And this was a platform that really was there already and we were already a part of. And so a team formed during her treatments, and I fortunately was able to ride just a little bit, but not too much while she was in treatment. And the team has grown over the past few years. It was Team Lipstrong originally, and now it's Team Lipstrong and Drew's crew. And Drew was a little boy that we knew during treatment, and his parents are close to us. And we just felt like if we combined our efforts and the group of people that surround us constantly, on a daily basis and on a yearly basis for this event, it would really make a huge impact and help the legacy of our two kids that have continued to write itself a little bit more each year.
Well, and it has all grown. So many people know what the 24 Hours of Booty is as far as being a summertime bicycle ride that raises money and has a whole bunch of different teams of a whole bunch of different sizes with a whole bunch of different individuals that are riding and raising money for their own reasons. And it takes place on the Booty Loop in the Myers Park area of Charlotte. But Josh, it has become something bigger than just that 24-hour bicycle race. It has become a year-long making up of a bunch of events, including one coming up in April that you helped found and Lipstrong helped found, called Pink to Drink. Tell us
That's
about
right.
that part of it.
So in June of or May of that year, when we lost Libby, I had some close friends, and he owned a restaurant called Leroy Fox, and they were trying to come up with a way to raise money for a couple of teams, for their team and our team together, and they put together an event, and we decided that we would name it Pink to Drink in honor of Libby. And it was incredible. We sold, it was a Monday night event, which, you know, isn't ideal. We put the word out what it was and threw some details together. A close friend of mine, Scott Dunstan and Sean Wilfong, both got together and really made it happen. And as I was sort of in the fog of all of what had been going on, and over 300 people came out that night, and we were blown away by it. And so, subsequently the next year, we thought, okay, well, let's see if we can get a couple other teams to join on. So we asked two or three others of the top teams that that we had a relationship with, because the event is all for one, and it's fun competition, but it's all for one. And so we reached out to a Team Spokes and Mirrors and Team Amwins and Team Reeb, which has a big bike ride and a big following. And we decided to move the event over to Sugar Creek Brewing Company, Old Mecklenburg Brewery, and then now also including the Great Wagon Road Distillery. And they're all just right next to each other, and we've gotten Roots Catering to come on and be a part of it, and just been really, really wonderful to see it grow. It's April 20th. From 6 to 10, and tickets are $35, and they can be purchased on Eventbrite website, which is eventbrite.com. And last year, the last 2 years, it grew to 500, and then last year 600, and we feel great about it. We feel like the sky's the limit.
Hey, we need to talk about
the community.
I'm going to jump in there and ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Because I find this very cool or very interesting in that the 24 hours Booty bike ride is a competitive bike ride in regards to fundraising. And
that's right.
And the teams and the members on these different teams, and these are not professional teams necessarily. They are just citizens, people who are participating. They raise money. So they are competitive in that regard, but you said it earlier, they are all for one. So
That's right. It's
a very socially friendly group of competitive people who are working together for one cause, being the 24 Foundation. That part is very interesting, and we can come participate on April 20th and see these teams together. You do not have to be a member of the teams to join in.
So that's right.
You just have to show up and buy a ticket, right?
That's right. And the beauty of the Charlotte community that I love so much is the way that it really feels like a small town, and the way that we experience such a, you know, a big city connects a lot of dots and close a lot of circles with people who knew our story and knew stories of other kids and families that had gone through this, and the way that the common thread really rang true to so many people, and the way that it really brought so many people together. And I think this event is part of that. And you're right about the 24 Hours of Booty event. It is not a, you know, everybody would tell you it is not even a bike race or a biking competition. There are people out there that just learned how to ride their bike that are, you know, that can be as young as 3 or 4. And there's people that are, you know, great cyclists that do it all the time. And it's all about raising money for the charities that 24 Hours of Booty and now 24 Foundation supports. And little known fact about me is that I don't like to ride my bike. It is something that it's a hobby of mine, but it's not one of my favorites. But I love what it does, and I love what it brings to the community and to this fight.
Does that mean you ride your bike to just eat ice cream? Is that your reason for riding your bike?
You know, that's exactly right. I eat ice cream, and you know, the midnight pizza snack is always a good time. I probably eat a few more pieces than I should, but I justify it that I'm going to go out and ride my bike. And, you know, you don't have to ride any miles if you don't want to. I think I just encourage people to come out and feel how positive and uplifting the event is. And I think they've said it a few years ago, but it's ordinary people doing extraordinary things and all coming together during that event. And it's a great community event for Charlotte.
Well, if you're new to Charlotte, you deserve to go to the 24 Hours of Booty and start to understand what a good party's about. But it's really cool that you've got these other things tied in with it, like Pink to Drink and things coming up to that event. So it really just kind of helps build that up, doesn't it?
It does. It helps really build it up. I think Pink to Drink for us is really, it sort of started the excitement a couple months in advance of the actual event, which is in the late July. But it gets everybody's mindset ready. It gets everybody excited. You know, you said it earlier, this is a great time to be in North Carolina and Charlotte. And this event is people walking between these three great bars and breweries and dressed in pink. And it's just, You know, to be honest, for our family, it is something that we see all of these people come out for this event, and you know, so many of them know why they're there, and a lot of people don't know why they're there. But when we see that many people that come out to an event that's named after our daughter, it's incredibly positive, positively impacting our lives in that moment. And last year we were able to give a check to 24 Hours of Booty for almost $28,000 from our event. And that's from the breweries really helping out. That's from the distillery helping out. That's from a great silent auction that we put together, you know, that I know Jesse Brown's is a part of, and so many others in Charlotte. You know, if you do something well or you have a great product, and everybody wants to help, especially in an event like this that benefits something that, you know, everybody that's touched everybody's life in some way, shape, or form.
Well, and a lot of that money stays right here local, like the Levine Cancer and other groups like that here in Charlotte. Do you know how much money has been raised by 24 Foundation overall, to put you on the spot?
I want to say it's around $15 million. I know last year they broke a record, and I believe it was $1.6 million was raised for the year by the event. And I think you're right. It does support local organizations, and a big deal for our team this year was that pediatric cancer is obviously a big deal to us. And I think a little known fact is that Levine Children's Hospital and Levine Cancer Institute are two different places. They don't interact. They don't share the same financials. It is two different organizations. And this year, in the past 3 years, Team Livestrong and Drew's crew has raised over $300,000, closer to $400,000. We shattered the team record last year by raising $180,000. 50 of that was in the last 2 weeks. And I personally have been the number one fundraiser for the event for the last 3 years. And all of that is because we wanted to bring awareness that Levine Children's Hospital needed to be a direct recipient. And 24 Hours of Booty, and now 24 Foundation, responded and pledged $300,000 to Levine Children's Hospital for the first time in the event's history.
It's pretty cool. Josh Jones, Livestrong. We can go to the website, 2424foundation.org, or go Pink to Drink on Facebook or Livestrong on Facebook. It's April 20th from 6 to 10. Tickets, $35. Josh, thanks so much for being on the Carolina Outdoors.